Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we are getting ready for a Green Bay Packers game this upcoming Sunday. It's our Raiders primer episode of Railbird Central. Those Oakland Raiders come to invade Lambeau Field on Sunday, 3:15 p.m. Don't forget, the game time has been changed. If you're looking at one of those season schedules that you got before the season even started, it's a little outdated. Not that there's a big change. I think it was originally scheduled to be a noon start, and now it's a 3:15 p.m. start. A little bit more of a national coverage they're going to get. More of the nation is going to be able to see this Packers game. It's on CBS. They got their top team, Jim Nantz and Phil Simms, calling the game. So we're excited about that. And let's get right to it. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, your comments will show up on our live blog. Your comments are also being approved on our live blog by our live blog directors, John Rahor and Jamie George, this morning. Thank you very much. At the top of the live blog, I left a link to this morning's Packers Daily Links. So if you scroll up, open it up, follow along. We're talking about some of the hot topics in Packers news today, making headlines. And the top story yesterday, or at least the top story in our Packers Daily Links, the Packers have sold 185,000 shares of stock in the first 2 days. That is simply amazing. 185,000 shares of stock in 2 days. That is over $46 million of gross income the Packers are making. I saw this somewhere. I think it was in the Green Bay Press Gazette. They said, if there was ever a license to print money, this is it. The Packers made $46 million in the past 2 days. A license to print money. Wow. Not that I'm blaming them. I would do it too. And my goodness, there is, it is quite amazing. How about the shareholders meeting that's going to happen this upcoming July? I know we're a long ways away from that, but I don't think it's a stretch to say this will be the most attended shareholders meeting ever. You know, ever since the Packers had their last stock sale, I think it came back in 1997, right? I think immediately following that was probably their largest shareholder meeting ever. I think it was at that point where they started to need larger venues for their shareholder meetings. They were holding them in the Resch Center in Green Bay for a while. That's the basketball arena and hockey venue that the university uses for basketball, the Green Bay Gamblers for hockey, concerts held there at all. And then they moved to Lambeau Field when they realized that was too small and keeping it in-house. But anyway, it's this upcoming July. That's going to be a big deal. 185,000 new owners already. I mean, that would take two Lambeau Fields. That would almost take three Lambeau Fields just to hold these stock owners. And in the past, every owner has gone to bring a guest, sometimes even more than one guest. I got a feeling that's not going to happen this year. And I realize that not every one of these 185,000 owners is going to show up to the shareholders meeting. But combine these new owners on top of the old ones, and wow, it's going to be almost a packed stadium, I would think. Can you imagine that? I mean, if you've seen the Green Bay shareholders meetings in the past, they've been basically they've cordoned off Lambeau Field, probably, you know, from 20-yard line to 20-yard line, and basically just filling up one stretch of the stadium. Yeah, you know, around, I think they've said they've been getting around 15,000 people lately. Yeah, it's going to be a little more than that this year. And I think, you know, this first year after the stock sale, I think all the new owners, you're going to be in store for probably something cool. You know, every year they try to do something for the shareholders. You know, they've had tours of the locker room, free open of the Hall of Fame, things like that. But, you know, in the past, they've done, like, practices. I remember one year they had, a rookie practice, like, perhaps the first time you've seen all the rookies on the field, you know, during training camp, not including, you know, OTAs and off-season stuff, mini camp, but the first time all the rookies show up for training camp, they've done that for the shareholders. Maybe that'll be in store this week, this upcoming year, not this week. And, you know, I have to say I was wrong. I was kind of wrong on two accounts, and I do feel a little bit foolish. People were asking me, first of all, if I thought the stock was going to sell out fast, and people, you better act fast or you might not get it. I told people, no. I mean, the Packers aren't going to turn down your money. There's going to be plenty of stock. You know, in stock sales of the past, they've had leftovers. They didn't sell enough of their inventory. And I was kind of going, and by quite a bit, I might add. I think the last time the Packers stole stock in 1997, there was like over 100,000 shares online, or not online, just 100,000 shares they didn't sell. And, you know, I'm wrong. It is going fast right now. 185,000 in 2 days. It's going to slow down. It's not going to sell like that continually here. But, I mean, they might approach their allotment here of 250,000. And the second thing I feel foolish about is saying that if the Packers didn't start selling by Black Friday, that maybe they wouldn't do as well. You know, maybe they should have had this sale ready in time for Black Friday when people still have discretionary money they haven't spent it yet on Christmas presents for others in their families, things like that. And I was wrong. This seems to be a thing that people are saving up their money for. And the Packers are doing quite well with it. So, you know, I think, you know, like I said, it's going to slow down. But if you were waiting to get your stock, maybe you should do it. I was wrong on two accounts, and I admit it here. Here's my chance where I say I'm wrong. And I don't know who is saying I'm right, but I was wrong. So, if anybody was refuting that out there, kudos. So, I'm eating my crow right now. But anyway, if you want to call into the show, by all means, the phone number is area code 646-797-2909. If you want to call in and talk about the stock sale, talk about being a new owner, I'd be happy to interview any of the new owners on the show today. I hadn't really prepared on interviewing any owners here. Not exactly interviewing the Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder types here, but if anybody wants to call in, by all means, call into the show or feel free to leave your comments on the live blog. Let's talk about other topics in the Green Bay Packers world. At 1265 Lombardi Avenue, on top of the stock sale, we are also talking about James Starks today. And not just James Starks, all the injured players for the Green Bay Packers. But I think James Starks is, in particular, a little bit in focus today, because head coach Mike McCarthy said during his press conference yesterday that if James Starks does not practice today, and he hasn't practiced all week, for those who didn't know, so far in the Packers' preparation for the Oakland Raiders on Sunday, that if he didn't practice today, he's not practicing on Friday. And coming from Kareem Copeland of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, who had an article today, quote, Starks had surpassed Ryan Grant as the number one back in 2011 until an awkward knee injury derailed things in week 11. He now has been forced out of three consecutive games with knee and ankle injuries. Starks has not practiced this week and won't play against the Raiders on Sunday if he doesn't practice Friday. So the question is now, is should the Packers purposely let their players heal? And perhaps if I could be so kind as to ask our live blog directors that maybe we throw this up as a poll question on the live blog, and please give us a chance to type it up and send it out. But, you know, should the Packers purposely, you know, hold out their injured players against the Raiders so they can get healthy? And I suppose this applies to not just James Starks, but the inside linebackers as well. So far this week, neither A.J. Hawk nor Desmond Bishop has practiced yet this week. Earlier in the week, Mike McCarthy said A.J. Hawk is further along in his recovery than Desmond Bishop. It would appear right now, and this is not guaranteed, but it's looking very likely, Desmond Bishop will not play this Sunday. He's going to, you know, be a little bit further behind in his recovery than A.J. Hawk, so it doesn't look like he'll play. And kind of in contrast to what the Packers are doing with James Starks, Mike McCarthy said, if A.J. Hawk doesn't practice Friday, he still does have a chance to play on Sunday. So, you know, they're kind of taking separate approaches to A.J. Hawk and James Starks. Kind of interesting. And so far, and we just put the poll up on the live blog, but, you know, so far, 100% of the respondents have said the Packers, yes, should allow their players to get healthy and hold them out on purpose for this game Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. And I suppose this is kind of applying to Desmond Bishop, A.J. Hawk, and James Starks in particular. Let these guys get healthy. There's more important things down the road. You know, playoffs in particular, but also the remainder of the regular season. You know, I suppose it's kind of appropriate that we talk about what's at stake this game. And as I understand it, the Packers can wrap up a bye in the first round of the playoffs with a win. They can guarantee a bye with a win. But if I'm correct, they still cannot wrap up home field advantage. That's good. There's four games to play left this season. And, you know, I think if they wrapped up home field advantage this week with 3 weeks left to play, that's a lot of time left. So it's good that there's some motivation. Oh, I see we finally do have some dissension a little bit in our poll. Now that people have had time to place their votes, we are getting an 80-20 split in terms of if the Packers should hold out their injured players. But getting back to what the Packers have, you know, at stake here this game, they can get the first round bye, and that's good. That leaves a little carrot out in front of them, their motivation this week. And then hopefully next week with a win. What they play next week at Kansas City, right, at the Chiefs. Maybe with a win that week, they can wrap up home field advantage. It would just seem to me if they wrapped up everything this week and still had three games to play left in the regular season, that's not making the end of the regular season too interesting. So, you know, they're motivated. They've got all these goals, and hopefully it takes at least these next 2 weeks. And anyhow, it might even take till week 16 when the Packers play the Bears to wrap up that home field advantage entirely. You know, as I understand it, if the Packers win three out of their next four, they're guaranteed home field advantage. That's it. I mean, they only have to win three out of four, no matter what the 49ers do or anybody else for that matter. It's all guaranteed. They'll be having two home playoff games at Lambeau Field as they try to start their march toward a Super Bowl. So, you know, Pack fan from Illinois is giving a little bit more motivation for the Packers. Got to beat the Bears to keep them out of the playoffs. At that point in the season, that might be all that's left for the Packers is motivation. They've got everything else wrapped up. You know, there might not be a whole lot left to accomplish. So, anyhow, that's what's in front of the Packers. So now you take a look at these injured players and whether they should keep them healthy. And, you know, I suppose you let them stay healthy because, you know, there's not a whole lot to play for late in the season. You know, it's not like it's really important to have them healthy for the Detroit Lions game. I suppose it would be, you know, if the Packers lose their next three. I don't think anybody's counting on that, expecting that. But, you know, the Packers got everything wrapped up, so let these guys get healthy. I think this applies definitely to James Starks. I mean, he has gotten injured in three straight games. He's had to come out of three consecutive games. So that includes the Giants game, their last one, the Detroit Lions game, the one before that, that was the one on Thanksgiving, and then the game before that, what was that, Tampa Bay? The Buccaneers? So, past three games, James Starks has gotten injured with a variety of injuries, both ankle and knee. You know, it's time to let him heal up. I mean, when you come out of three straight games with an injury, and all of them related to the ankle, I'm not sure each game was related to the knee, but each game aggravating that ankle injury, you know, it's just not healing. It's not healing properly. He needs some time off. And the Packers will get by this week, win or lose. I mean, I think it's more important in the grand scheme of things. Again, not expecting the Packers to lose, but in the grand scheme of things, I do think they need James Starks, especially for the playoffs. You know, maybe there's you know, the games will be meaningful the rest of the regular season. I think it's a foregone conclusion. The Packers are going to wrap everything up. But anyhow, you know, the James Starks needs to get healthy. They need him in the playoffs. Divisional round, NFC championship. The possibility exists that it could be all of cold, you know, snowy and windy. And if that is the case, not to say that's likely either, but, you know, they would need him. And you know, here we go. Pack fan from Illinois on our live blog chiming in. Play sane and let Starks rest. Rest Bishop. You know, the side effect of Starks sitting out is that a guy like Brandon Sane gets some experience. And that's important. You know, if he's going to play for the Packers down the road in the playoffs, you know, he gets some experience, gets his feet wet. And, you know, when Starks is healthy, Brandon Sane's not going to be playing a lot, but he might play here and there. He might be a third down back. He showed some burst. He is fast. certainly. You know, the Packers could take advantage of that. They can use him. So there you go. John Rahor on the live blog making fans uncomfortable here, saying, Lions face the Vikings, Chargers, Raiders, and Packers. Could go 0-4 and miss the playoffs. I suppose that's not so uncomfortable a situation. Yeah, isn't it hard to believe after the way the Lions started the season? That, you know, kind of the downturn they're in. But anyhow, elsewhere in the news of the Green Bay Packers and this morning's Packers Daily Links, a lot of the media took advantage of interview time this week to talk to Packers punter Tim Mastay. Coming off a week in which he was named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, he's been getting a lot of attention because he played well last week and has really been playing well ever since he joined the Packers. Both years now, Tim Mastay has gotten off to a slow start for Green Bay. The first couple weeks of the season, which is, kind of interesting. It's hard to say that's a trend. We're only going by two seasons here, so it'll be really interesting to see that, you know, how he performs in upcoming weeks, upcoming seasons. So he's gotten off to a slow start, but he's been playing fantastic ball as of late. Obviously, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week against the Giants placed four punts inside the 20 on five total. And of course, you've probably heard this already, but the last time Tim Mastay was named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week was last season, 2010. Against the Jets when the Packers had to travel to MetLife Stadium in New York. So there's something about that stadium where Tim Mastay performs well. And, he's just been doing a good job in general ever since the Packers got him. You know, since the Jets game last year, from that point on, he had a really solid end to the season. You know, you can go back and we can talk about how Tim Mastay did against Devin Hester, both in the regular season finale in 2010 when the Packers needed that win to qualify for the playoffs, and then again in the NFC Championship game when the Packers had to travel to Chicago to qualify for the Super Bowl. Tim Mastay did an amazing job not allowing Devin Hester, the Bears' fantastic return man, to hurt them. And then now this season, same kind of thing. Tim Mastay gets off to a slow start, starts to pick things up. He's really peaking right now with this game last week against the Giants. And, it'll be important how he plays down the stretch. It's been talked a lot that the offense doesn't allow Tim Mastay to punt a lot, and that's a good thing. But certainly when he does punt, he's been a weapon. And I got to tell you, Jared Bush is playing fantastic football as well on special teams. He's down in those punts inside the 20, at the 1 yard line even. You know, they purposely punt the ball to Jared Bush's side of the field. Tim Mastay will punt it over. He's usually lined over to the left. He'll punt it over to the left side of the field because he knows Bush is fast and he's going to get down there and may down the ball or make a tackle on the returner. And he really is a threat. For as well as Jared Bush played last year and how much he improved and came on and became the Packers special teams captain in the Super Bowl, he's playing just as well this year. It probably better. And John Rahor says on the live blog, Jared Bush, future Pro Bowler. And that's not even a joke, really. Because last we saw, he was leading the Pro Bowl voting among special teams players. Every year they vote one player who's strictly a special teams guy. Kind of plays on all the special teams units. And yeah, so, Jared Bush doing a good job. doing a good job this season, could be a Pro Bowler. Not that he'll play in the Pro Bowl. Packer fans hope he does not. Hoping the Packers will once again be in the Super Bowl and the teams who play in the Super Bowl do not participate in the Pro Bowl. But it would be an honor just to be named, right? So, Packers on Sunday face the Oakland Raiders. I'm going to be at that game, folks. I'm excited to be at Lambeau Field. It's actually the first game I'm attending this season, live and in person. So, excited to be going to Lambeau Field and watching the Packers take on the Raiders. I was more pumped up for this game a couple weeks ago. I said this many times. I thought the Raiders did a good job when they got Carson Palmer. They may have overpaid for Carson Palmer in terms of the trade, what they gave the Bengals to get him. But I still think he was a good addition to the team. He made them a better team. But they're just dealing with injury issues right now. Doesn't look like Darren McFadden's going to play. And he is probably, in my opinion, the best player on their team. Talented running back. Although they certainly have Michael Bush to fall back upon. That's one of the best 1-2 punches in the NFL in terms of running backs, Bush and McFadden. And but I mean, they got Carson Palmer and defensive line. They got Richard Seymour out there. And, you know, I thought the Raiders would be better, but they've been dealing with injury issues. And you know, we talked about Tim Mastay before. The Raiders have really good special teams. That's been kind of one of the storylines this week. You know, they've got Shane Leckler, their punter, a perennial Pro Bowler, and Sebastian Janikowski, their kicker, who has one heck of a leg on him. And, you know, the Packers have pretty good specialists, The Packers have pretty good specialists themselves between Tim Mastay and kicker Mason Crosby. And, it's going to be a battle there, worth watching how those Raiders special teams players perform compared to the Packers special teams. So, it'll be fun to watch that matchup play out on Sunday, and something I'll be looking forward to. Of course, I love special teams. I love watching guys running down on kickoffs and trying to clobber each other. One of the best parts of the game. Always exciting. Hopefully, we don't see too many touchbacks, though. That could be the case with strong-legged kickers like Mason Crosby and Sebastian Janikowski. But anyhow... it should be a good game. I'm hoping. I think a lot of Packers fans are counting this one in the win column already. But as you say, any given Sunday, and I don't think anybody expected the Giants game last week to be as close as it was. So it's again just one of those things. The Packers needed a late drive for a victory, and hopefully it's a little bit more cut and dried this week. It's not going to come down to the final drive, but anyway, it's a chance this week for the defense to hopefully look better. I look forward to watching that as well. You know, that the defense has been so up and down the season, and mostly down, I should say. And this week kind of provides an opportunity for the Packers defense to get on track maybe a little bit. And if they play well down the stretch, maybe you feel a little bit better about the Packers' chances come playoff time. And you just kind of worry about that defense a little bit. You know, the Packers' offense is going to be good, and the defense has to hold up their end of the bargain. You know, especially if they face a tough team like the Saints. in the playoffs, perhaps. A team that could, you know, run the ball up and down the field, pass the ball up and down the field. I mean, the Saints have their issues too on defense. But anyhow, thank you everybody so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning, here on CheeseheadTV.com. This is our Raiders Primer episode. Thank you everybody who's been joining us all season long on Railbird Central. I tweeted out before the show, we've had our most viewers and listeners this week on Railbird Central than we have all season long. So thank you for listening to me ramble on. It's great. And I kind of expect the better the Packers do, the more viewers we get. I remember last year, like, our highest ratings. I'm not sure we actually have ratings, but we can count the listeners and viewers. And it got really high during the NFC Championship game time and Super Bowl time. And hope that kind of keeps going on. And thank you to all their loyal listeners out there. So on behalf of Jamie Jorz, John Rahor, directing the live blog today, thank you for joining us. Make sure to come back on Sunday for our live blog game coverage of the Raiders game. And make sure to join us on Monday on Railbird Central. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree will be the guest, as he is every Monday on Railbird Central. So excited to talk to him. Check it out then. Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend. Have a good Friday, TGIF, and good luck to the Packers on Sunday. Go Pack, go. I leave you with a song called Cemetery Walk 2 by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you, everyone. If I can. Here we go.